We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves as we count down to the midterm elections, which is a huge, huge deal, really, for both parties. One thing comes to my mind, and that is Social Security. It's been totally out of the discussion in the recent past. I understand why, because it is the third rail of politics for sure. But memo to Mr. Donald, the Donald, as he used to be called. Now people call him all kinds of different things. I still call him Mr. President. But shortly after the midterms, can't do anything now. But you've got to start addressing the issue of Social Security. Hi, everybody. Welcome. It is the Ray Lucia Show. And that is where I want to begin today. A brief discussion about Social Security, starting with a brief history. And then we'll get into some of the other issues that I think are also important, at least as it relates to your retirement. Is Social Security an insurance policy, or can it be treated as an investment? We'll cover that. Dr. Wade Vow has done a great job of this. Going back to 2015, he wrote a brief history of Social Security. There's no way I could do it justice without stealing from his stuff, so I will. But he points out a couple of things that a lot of people neglect to realize. And that is that Social Security benefits today are not just for retirees. There's benefits for disabled workers, spouses, young children of deceased or disabled workers, spouses, survivor benefits. It was not always that way. Remember, the original Social Security Act was of 1935, and it created retirement benefits only for the retired worker who became eligible at age 65. Of course, those ages have now changed to 66 or 67, depending on how old you are right now. Younger millennials, of course, will have to wait until they're 67. My full retirement age is 66 for Social Security purposes. Now, in 1939, Congress then passed amendments to extend benefits to spouses and minor children, and this is what happens in politics. Once you start giving away benefits, the giveaways expand. I'm not suggesting that's bad. I'm just suggesting that it is a fact of life. And now it's become a major problem. The 1975 Social Security Trustee Report estimated that the Old Age Survivors and Disability Insurance Trust Funds would be depleted by 1979. Imagine that. We're in 2018, and it was a problem. In 77, Congress enacted amendments to deal with the impending financial problems. The amendments increased the payroll tax, increased the amount of income eligible for the payroll tax, and reduced the benefits slightly. This fixed the problem until the economic slowdown of the early 1980s, which meant the trust fund again faced serious short-term funding problems. Is this starting to sound a tad bit familiar? Back then, Alan Greenspan, who, as you all know, was the longest-serving Federal Reserve chairman, headed a commission to examine the problem in 1983. The Greenspan Commission called for, and then Congress subsequently passed into law, a gradual increase in the full retirement age from 65 to 67, as I just mentioned. They also increased the Social Security tax rates, and now you know where we stand today. Social Security charges 12.4%. Medicare, of course, charges 2.9%. Those numbers are split evenly between the employee and the employer, meaning that if you are both, in other words, you're self-employed, you have a 15.3% bogey on 100% of your income up to nearly $130,000. Woo! Think about that one. You make 130 grand and you get clipped by 15% of that. Let's see, 10% would be 13,000. Add another 6,500, call it 6,000, 19. Hey, round up. It's 20,000 bucks, and it increases every year with a little inflation bump. Think about a self-employed that makes 130,000 bucks, 20 grand right off the top, only half of which is income tax deductible. This is one of the reasons why we talk so often about incorporations and defined benefit plans and all that stuff. In fact, I've got an email on that very subject. I'll go on. It should come as no surprise, says Dr. Fowle, that funding shortages will happen again at some point. Social Security in the United States is meant to be a pay-as-you-go, meaning each generation of current workers pay for the benefits of current retirees. Three trends will make this task increasingly difficult despite the present surpluses, and those surpluses are dwindling. Sorry, I had to get a slug of caffeine. First, the baby boomer cohort is of unprecedented size and is currently reaching traditional retirement ages. Yeah, that's me. I should be retired, but I'm not going to do it. Well, I'm sort of semi. Although it doesn't feel like semi. Although, I take a couple of days off here and a couple of days off there. But I'm still pretty much working. And that is the solution, by the way. Keep working. Anyway, let me move on because this is interesting stuff. Second, lifespans are becoming longer, meaning retiring baby boomers will have longer retirements. That's right. Third, fertility rates are decreasing. During the height of the baby boom, women were having between 3.5 and 4 kids on average during their lifetime. The 2015 trustees report expects the long-run fertility rates in the United States to be just 2. In other words, we're having half as many babies. Therefore, that's half of many working stiffs paying for those of us that are theoretically getting a Social Security benefit. In 2000, there were 4 workers per retired beneficiary. This had fallen to 3.5 workers by 2014. And it's predicted that 2.6 contributors per retiree by 2030. In other words, for every retired person, 2.5 people have to go to work to pay for that person. That is unsustainable. with recipients of disability benefits added in, they expect that number to drop to 2.2% for every working person that gets Social Security benefits. There will need to be two people working. Now, here's the good news, Mr. President. And I know Barack Obama would like to take credit for this, but that's bogus. I'm sorry if you love Barack Obama. God bless you. I think he's a great orator, but he is absolutely wrong when it comes to taking credit for this economy. This is on Mr. Trump and the deregulation and the tax cuts and the business confidence and so forth. I'll talk more about that maybe in another hour. But it's hard to disprove these statistics. And after blaming George Bush for the economy that he inherited, nah, you can't take credit for something that your successor, after your 8 years of 1.9% GDP growth, and now that it's 4.9, nah, you can't take credit for that. But obviously, Donald Trump is facing a very, very serious Social Security crisis. And he cannot postpone it much beyond these midterm elections. He's got to get his people in there, and then he's got to figure out a solution. What are some of those solutions? Stick around. We'll talk about that, and then we'll discuss whether or not Social Security is an insurance policy, or could it be an investment? That's all coming up right here, right now, and right on the Radio Show.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
About Social Security. We'll get to whether or not it's an investment or an insurance policy, or maybe it's both. But right now we're talking about the trust fund. Remember Al Gore talking about the lockbox? Yeah, there's no money really in the, it's all basically an IOU. And as I said before the break, a pay-as-you-go system that's going to run broke by 2032 or 34, depending on, you know, what kind of growth we have. I'll talk more about that maybe this hour, but perhaps in another hour, because to be very candid with you, the economy is going great guns. And we talked before the break about what are some of the solutions coming up. And it would appear that it's either got to raise taxes or you must reduce benefits. Now, in fairness, in 2034, when Social Security goes broke, it really doesn't go broke. It just means that you really are on a pay-as-you-go system at that point. And if we let it get to that point, and we can't, and this is why Mr. Trump must do something after the midterms, and he is already doing something with this phenomenal growth. I mean, 4.2% GDP growth. If you did that consistently, year after year after year, this would become much, much smaller of a problem, as would the debt and the deficit. But it's still a problem any way you slice it, folks. You can't keep borrowing to oblivion. And we've done so to stimulate economic growth, and obviously it's working. But you can increase taxes. Nobody wants that. The tax burden, as already mentioned, between Social Security and Medicare is 15.3% right off the clip. And the Social Security wage base is just shy of $130,000. That pretty much is everybody. Although I know a lot of people are saying, well, the rich people are getting a pretty good break on that. Well, they're not on Medicare. Remember, you pay 2.9% on your Medicare. For every dollar you make, it doesn't matter. That's not investment dollars. That's earned income dollars. Investment dollars, there's a whole different capital gains tax, 3.8%. Remember that one? That came down under Obama, too, and it stayed in the Trump tax plan because Medicare is already broke. Anyway, benefit decreases if you don't change or do anything with Social Security. Then there'll be about a 25%, 23%, depending on who you believe, reduction in benefits for Social Security recipients. Now, there are some things they can do, and we've discussed these before, but there are some fairly easy fixes, although, I don't know, from the left, they hate any fix to Social Security. I understand that the poor people absorb the bigger hit because so many poor people live exclusively on Social Security, but it was never designed to be an exclusive retirement plan. It was designed as a supplement. Be that as it may, it is possible and frankly quite likely that rich people will be means tested. People like Donald Trump, they don't really need a Social Security benefit, even though they have paid into it year after year after year after year for every year that they were in business and making money. Means testing means the more you make, perhaps the less you get. Now, I'm not saying that I support that. I'm not saying that it's fair. But I would think that people that have a seven-figure income in retirement probably don't care much about the $2,000 or $3,000 they're getting from Social Security. So it wouldn't be the worst thing that happens, as long as you're not killing out, you know, the middle and the upper middle class that really do need and have relied on and have paid religiously. People making $130,000. Think about this for a minute. Think about a husband and a wife who met in med school, and one decided to be an ER doctor, traveling from one hospital to the next, doc in the box. And the other one, I don't know, they decided to go into their own anesthesia practice. I don't know. And they're making $500,000, $250,000 each. Okay, so your heart bleeds when they're making, you know, $500,000. But think about the expenditure that they have just for Social Security taxes. $20,000 on the first $130,000, and then another 3%, and then another $3,000. It's like $23,000, $22,000 each. So they got $45,000. That's before they pay their federal taxes. That's before they pay their state taxes. And now their state income taxes and their mortgage interest and all that stuff are limited to $10,000. So they're not getting much in the way of income tax deductions, albeit their, you know, their rates perhaps a little bit lower. So those individuals are really getting stung with a humongous tax bill. And I know if you make, you know, $50,000 or $75,000, you're saying, who cares? But those are the individuals that do drive the economy. Remember, consumers drive about 70% of economic growth. One of the reasons that Donald Trump has a 4.2% last quarter GDP growth is because consumers are digging what's going on. Consumer confidence is smoking high. And the unemployment rate is smoking low. Now, there are other things that they can do. They can change the way the CPI is calculated. They can use a chained CPI. What is a chained CPI? Well, you get this from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it adjusts for what is known as substitution bias by recognizing that consumers tend to shift their purchasing behaviors as the relative prices of things change. For example, when the price of Granny Smith apples increases, people may buy the Gala apples instead. I like Gala much better anyway. If you love hamburger and beef prices are high, you might switch to chicken or turkey where they may be significantly lower, and people do that. And if they change to a chained CPI, it might reduce the inflation adjustment by like a quarter of a percent. Doesn't sound like much, but when you push that quarter of a percent times, you know, 130 or 50, whatever million people that are working, and you amortize it out over the next 30, 40, 50 years, it makes a big difference. Now, the Trump administration believes they can grow their way out of this. I pray that they can. I don't believe that it's possible. So when we come back, is Social Security an investment or an insurance policy or a little bit of both? We'll talk about that. Stick around. This is the way we do it, so don't go away.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE. Or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
So we're talking today about Social Security. Is it an investment or an insurance policy? It's a little bit of both, actually. I've always considered it an insurance policy, but Dr. Wade Fowle wrote about this a while back, and I've kept this because it's really interesting, at least to me. And I suspect it would be to you as well. Now, we've talked about break-even ages. Somewhere between age 80 and age 84 is the break-even age for those delaying Social Security. If you, in other words, if you took your Social Security at age 62 versus age 70 or whatever, somewhere between age 80 and age 84 would be break-even. In other words, if you live beyond that, you're better off postponing your Social Security. Let me read what Fowle had to say about this. Quote, I prefer thinking of Social Security delay as insurance. I think we can reframe the discussion to view Social Security delay as a rather attractive investment proposal as well. This involves understanding the additional credits provided by delaying Social Security benefits, which were meant to be actuarially fair. Ah, so here's where you can potentially game the system totally legally. For someone living to their life expectancy, he goes on, it should not matter what age they claim their benefits. This increase in benefits from delay should precisely offset the fewer number of years that benefits will subsequently be received. Well, that makes sense. In other words, when they designed this system based on the actuarial tables at the time, it was actuarially neutral. However, these calculations about actuarial fairness for the delay credits were made as part of the 1983 amendments to Social Security. The calculations are now more than 30 years old, and changes since that time suggest that delaying benefits can now provide net advantages, gaming the system legally. First, Social Security actuaries calculated delay factors assuming that real interest rates at 2.9%. But if you look at where interest rates were on tips and still are, they're pretty low. Treasury inflation protected securities. Remember, you have to do this on an after inflation basis. And I don't believe that Treasury inflation protected securities are much better than a couple of percent today, which puts them about a third or more lower than when this Social Security amendment in 1983 first transpired. Lower interest rates, of course, today mean that we should expect lower returns on other types of investments, which once again favors delaying Social Security. The other change, and this could be a real biggie, is longevity. And you've heard me talk about life expectancy a gajillion times on this program. But longevity continues to improve, and retirees are now living longer than they were living in 1983. And that, of course, favors delaying Social Security. There's another piece, and that is the socioeconomic subgroup that lives longer. People that are wealthier, presumably those of you that are listening to a program such as this, tend to live longer. Now, on the subject of investing your Social Security funds, there is a concept that I have talked about a few times on the program, and that is present valuing what your Social Security is worth and treating that as a fixed income investment in your portfolio. Let's say, for example, I have $1 million net worth. And of that $1 million net worth, I decided that I'd like to be 50% stock and 50% bond. So obviously, I've got $500,000 in bonds and $500,000 in stocks, and I can reshuffle the portfolio, rebalance it annually. Now, again, this is not what I'm recommending, nor is it what I do. I hopefully will have time to explain what I would recommend or do. But just follow me through here to gain and understand the concept of where I am going. Because it could have a significant difference. In calculating my wife and my Social Security benefits, if we were to take them today, we'd probably get $40,000 bucks a year. All right? So $40,000 per year. So my wife has never really worked and paid into the system. So $40,000 per year, if you present value that over, say, a 30-year life expectancy or a 25-year life expectancy, my wife's going to hopefully live 30 years. So I'll use 30. So I plug that into my calculator. It works out to about $800,000. Pretty good benefit. So my Social Security, my wife and my Social Security, worth $800,000. So if I treated that as an investment in my portfolio is worth $1.8 million. Now here's what's interesting. That $800,000 is fixed. It's guaranteed. It's inflation adjusted. It's like buying an inflation adjusted bond, isn't it? So my fixed income percentage is no longer 50-50. It's, if you do the math, 72-28. I'm 72% fixed income, 28% stock. Now, in many of my calculations, I have determined that I would like to be 35% stock, 20% alternative investments like real estate, and 45% bond. Instead, I'm 72% bond and 28% stock in this example. So out of the $500,000 that I have invested in bonds, I could perhaps add another percentage. I see 35% would put me at about $630,000 of stock. So that would be about $130,000 in stock and maybe $200,000 in real estate. So let's call it $300,000 total. So I'm only going to leave $200,000 left in my bond allocation. Wow. I've dropped my bond allocation down to about 20%. Okay, in real life, would I do this? Absolutely yes. If I could find, and this is a challenge, cash flowing real estate or some kind of other annuitized income, you bet I would do it. Because, A, I'm probably in a demographic, my wife and I, that are likely to outlive life expectancy, at least one of us. And B, I am worried about not only survival in retirement, financially speaking, but also leaving a legacy behind. And I know that stocks and real estate outperform bonds over the long term. So as long as I can secure my financial income needs, I would definitely do this. Now, everybody's different and everybody's an individual. So I'm not suggesting that you should do this. What I am suggesting is is you should have a discussion with your financial planner, your retirement advisor, your CPA, your tax lawyer, or any combination thereof, about whether or not your Social Security should be treated as a bond in your investment portfolio, and adjust your asset allocation accordingly. When we come back, I've got emails, and maybe I'll finish up with Dr. Fowle's example on the difference between taking it at 62, that is Social Security, and waiting until 70, and the way that he addressed that. It's quite interesting. Just about everything that guy does to me is quite interesting, and I'll share it with you when we return right on the Ray Lucia Show. If you want to email me, by the way, now is a really good time to do it. Go to RayLucia.com, click on the Ask Ray button, and I will get right to your email right here on the Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
What a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the wind.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, our topic today has been Social Security, and very, very interesting topic. We discussed a little history of where we are today versus where Social Security first started. We're a long ways away from what we had expected once upon a time. Not suggesting that's bad. I'm just suggesting that it's different. We also talked about potential solutions like raising the retirement age. I think millennials ought to just plan on it. Means testing for richer people. I think that's also in the cards as well. And the chained CPI, all of those are fairly easy fixes. I think I read somewhere that if you raise the retirement age for the younger generation by a couple of years, say age 70, the problem goes away for like 75 years. So it's not as dire as many people have thought. Now, before I get to the emails, hopefully I'll have time to do so. The example that Dr. Fowle actually went through on the difference between claiming Social Security at age 60 or waiting until age 70 looked at an individual, not a married couple. A married couple would be better off delaying Social Security for the benefit of the surviving spouse for sure. But if the spending goal is $66,000 per year and taking Social Security at age 62 would have been $22,500. In other words, like a $25,000, $26,000 benefit at full retirement age. Claiming at age 70 is 32% more money, or $39,600. Actually, it's 70-some-odd percent increase. Yeah. So the difference between $22,500 and $39,000 600 is a lot. Now, here's the problem. The problem is you'd need to withdraw $37,500 from your portfolio if you took it at 62. If you obviously took it at age 70, you'd have to fund the shortfall for 8 years. The funding of that shortfall, according to Dr. Fowle, is about $316,800. So they're assuming this particular individual started with an $800,000 portfolio. Well, if you're taking a portfolio withdrawal of $37,500 from an $800,000 portfolio, that's a 4.69% withdrawal rate. Not bad. If you had to fund from age 62 to age 70, you'd need to allocate $316,000 set aside so that you spent that money down, which I have fully endorsed that concept for many, if not most, individuals. That only leaves you $483,000 left to invest, but you only have to withdraw $20,400, not $37,500. See the difference? And that is a 4.22% spending. And according to Dr. Fowle, that actually gives you 11% more money to spend. Here's what he had to say. Allowing for the same probability of portfolio depletion, spending could be increased by more than 11% to $66,682 rather than $60,000. I don't know about you, but in retirement, $500 or $600 a month, inflation adjusted, is real money. It's real money. So treat your Social Security as it were an investment is one of the takeaways. If you have ample funds, if you don't have ample funds, by the way, this doesn't work. If you have ample funds, you can derive a significant benefit by postponing taking your Social Security. Okay, let's see if we can get to Angela's email. My husband and I are age 40 with two kids, 8 and 10. What should we be doing to get our financial plan together? Oh, boy. In the minute that I have left, I'm not sure I can do this justice. But let's start, Angela, with risk management. You have two kids, 8 and 10. A, do you have a will and perhaps a living trust? Check the box if you do. Do you have life insurance to make sure that if either one of you pass, there's adequate money to educate the kids, to get them off to a good start, to help the surviving spouse survive, to pay off mortgages and other debts? Yes, you need to do that. Those are all important. Do you have any form of disability coverage? Are you taken care of in the event you lose your job? Is there an emergency account set up? All of the risk management items need to be taken care of, and they need to be taken care of pronto, because if something were to happen, and I know it's always the other guy that that happens to, but you need to get that out of the way. Next, you've got your emergency fund, you got your insurances and wills and living trusts and all that stuff taken care of. Now we need to make sure that you're saving enough money and in the proper fashion to have a reasonable retirement. How much is that number? I don't know. I need to know more about you, but I would suggest to you that whatever you all are earning today is a pretty good start. If you're making, say, $100,000 between you, then I would suggest that probably a 75% number is reasonable. Because remember, you're paying probably 10% right off the top in Social Security taxes. If you're saving another 10% in a retirement plan, that doesn't need to happen. And there's probably another 5% in miscellaneous gasoline, clothing, and stuff that you need. So I'd use 75%. So if you needed $75,000 a year, and you figured Social Security was going to take care of $45,000 of that, then you're $30,000 a year that you need to fund for. But if you're going to retire in 25 years and use 2% inflation, that's about $50,000 a year. So if I want that for 30 years, that's probably about $800,000 or $900,000. So you got to figure out how much you need to save today to get the $800,000 or $900,000. And if you do that, you'll probably be in good shape. I'm out of time. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.